Hey guys, this is Lust, and before I get into the topic of the ramble, which was requested via the Patreon exclusive request form, I just want to combine the updates here. I've been receiving questions about personal audios, prices, and all that when it comes to OnlyFans, and don't worry, patrons will receive some form of a discount, but I will also warn you that the customs will be a little pricier over there than it is here. And now, why is that the case? Because I put a lot more effort in what I do when it comes to Patreon. And in terms of value that the audios give to me when I make customs on Patreon, it's quite a lot more. So how do I explain this? When I make a custom on Patreon, because Patreon has a rule that, you know, names are not allowed, any form of personalization are not allowed because it must be put to public, I do sometimes circumvent that by creating another audio, especially if the idea is really good, remixing it a little bit so it's not super recognizable, and I'm putting it out there. But for the most part, especially for patients who are like super fine with it, you don't need to mention my name, you don't need to mention anything, because I have gotten in trouble with Patreon before when it comes to this. That custom audio directly goes to the early access audios, and these early access audios make their way to GWA, and that GWA audio generates, you know, visibility for me, which is valuable for me as a creator because it gets more people on Patreon, or it gets more people into Discord, or anything that boosts visibility, engagement, or revenue. So OnlyFans is different because the OnlyFans payment is going to be different because it's completely personalized, and it really is tailor-suited to what you want. So when I finish my request form, actually it's the request form that's really just taking a while for me to finish, because I'm trying to develop it in a way that it's very easy, but also very, very available for very personalized things. One thing that I would like to request, though, if you are planning to get into it, is to not include anything that is... that involves anything in terms of your emotional or mental health, please. That is not my area of expertise. I don't think it's a very safe way for both of us to engage in. And I know I kind of sound very professional at the moment and not very casual. It's because there are things happening in the community, and I'm going to be very straightforward with it. There are things happening in the community that's very, not really disturbing, but it is sort of worrying. And so I've had to like take on a different tone, and that tone hasn't left yet. So I'm literally waiting for an hour to cool down, get my coffee, get some snacks, and be all ready to record the last batch of customs. So yeah, sorry, I sidetracked over there, but let me bring it back to the reason, you know, that update for OnlyFans. OnlyFans is made to be very intimate in terms of, you know, specifically made for you. It's specifically done for you, and it will never leave. You know, it will. I will never gain anything from it. Not visibility, not engagement, not you know, none of the additional things that I can have on what compared to what I do receive on Patreon. So these are all automatically privated because the main point of this of these customs is they really are privately for you. It doesn't go anywhere, so it will be pricey, and even I am sort of like surprised. But this is also sort of, I hope that this is also sort of understood later on when the prices get pushed out, that I have not increased my rates in the years that I've been doing Patreon. It has always been that way. And it has always been to the point where I can try and be, you know, create things as sustainably for me as possible. I'm not saying the patron prizes are not sustainable. They're pretty, I'm still alive and I'm still floating. but the OnlyFans price increase is mostly to, you know, keep things sustainable. It is also, you know, additional work for me in that this is like on top of all of the things I'm already doing. And this does not gain me anything except money. So, doesn't involve, you know, visibility and gain and engagement and whatnot. And that audio content is yours and yours alone. So there's that. That's the one thing that I do want to address. And I know some of you are like hanging on to your wallets or your seats and whatnot, and you're like, you don't know if you want to give me the money or you. I don't want to pressure any of you to, you know, to give even more than what you already are giving, or what you already are comfortable with giving. But yeah, it's just, but yeah, like already your support is enough. Patreon support is good, but you know, a little extra never hurt, especially now that I'm at school, and it's not a very cheap school. It was a very bold move of mine to take late 2019. So there's that. Now another thing with OnlyFans that I do want to also discuss is the PPVs. So you're all patrons and you have access to many of the things, you know, to so many of my exclusive content. And now PPVs is like another additional exclusive layer to that. I will say that some of the audios, perhaps mostly coming from last year, or those that might be more brand friendly on my OnlyFans. In terms of brand friendly, by that I mean it suits the OnlyFans brand there, which is very free use escorty stuff, even though I have done a couple of free use escorty stuff here. But the deal is, you know, some performers have been doing a la carte shit, and I'm fine with that. I'm fine with the a la carte stuff, but you know, there are, you know, people who want to just see that audio instead of anything else. So if you are on OnlyFans, right, please do not, like, if you are a patron, please let me know so that you don't pay extra for things that you already have. You know what I mean? Later on, there are some, you know, there might be some audios that I will, or photos that I will put up on my OnlyFans. Again, please, let me know if you are a patron, because you have access to these. Perhaps you are a newer patron, and you kind of don't see it. Let me know. Also understand that some of you have access to more stuff, others have access to less stuff. So when I send these things out, please let me know the username that you're using on Patreon, right? And if there are double names, because some of you have almost the same names, I might ask for a different way to confirm this before I send something out. So again, you, or like I refer you to that exact post that I already sent anyways. So again, if you are a patron, keep in mind that some of the PPVs are absolutely already available to you, and I do not want to double charge you for it, so please let me know first so I can direct you to that post instead. Okay? Alright, because I don't want y'all losing money for nothing. Alright, so let's get on with this ramble, shall we? The question on the... There we go. The question on the exclusive forum is, I would love to hear about your culture shock as you were moving from Southeast Asia to Europe. What are the little things that you've noticed living in the West now? The biggest culture shock ever is the food. I will, like, and that's a very common thing, but I am so used... So I'm not... Okay. I'm about to hand over my Asian license and say that rice is not my main go-to. Rice is pretty heavy for me, and so I don't get to enjoy food a lot because rice makes me full immediately. I'm not saying rice is bad, but rice makes me full easily. And, you know, sometimes when you're eating it with something else, you know, you want to keep enjoying that something else with a little bit of something, you know, with something kind of bland like rice. And sometimes it doesn't work that way. So, you know, but the one thing that the complete difference is that the lack of rice here sort of really makes me miss it. I enjoy fried rice a lot. It's almost kind of timely since this whole viral video about this British Indian woman who made egg fried rice the weird way. It really brought out all the feelings of, oh my god, I miss fried rice. But fried rice is my absolute favorite. Egg fried rice, Java rice too is really good. Garlic fried rice, you know, the basic shit. Yeah, I love those. The only type of rice I don't like is basic as white rice, but that's a different story. So the lack of rice is one thing. The second is the lack of Asian, like good Asian food is another thing. Like, there's sushi, and then there's, like, Chinese restaurants, but I don't trust them. They all feel very packaged, factory-made, those types of things, and I don't know if they're genuine. However, I have found one ramen place, well, two ramen places, that really hit the mark for me, so in a way, I'm kind of satisfied with that. And then, of course, there's a lack of Filipino food, you know. Obviously, you're still gonna miss home-cooked meal from your mom. So that's one thing. But I feel like that's more of a personal thing than a culture shock. In terms of other things that are culture shocked, this is gonna turn not safe for work real quickly, okay? But in the Philippines, we're quite conservative in terms of our clothing and whatnot, and even myself. But it's mostly because I'm not comfortable with dresses unless they have pockets. Then yes, but the one thing I first noticed, it's summer. I arrived in France in the middle of the summer heat. I landed in Paris, and the first thing I noticed is that most French women did not wear bras in summer, and I was like, wait, why are they not wearing bras? Like, I could clearly see their nipples, or I could clearly see their tits bouncing. I don't know, you're not supposed to stare. But when it's everywhere, you're like, what is going on? So excuse me for exposing myself as a pervert, but it is the one thing I notice immediately. And I was talking to Bra about it, and I was like, hey, do women not wear bras here when it's summer? And it's like, yeah, it's pretty common. You want to be as comfortable as possible. And it's especially good if you have smaller tits. And I am a member of the Tiny Tit Gang. So, I mean, it's there. But obviously not as big and voluptuous as many of my peers. So I was like, oh my god, this is great. So I wore no bra for a long time. In France until like now, when the weather is getting cool. Actually, the weather is not getting cooler. It's supposed to be fall, but I don't feel fall at all. Like, the only thing falling is the sweat off my brows, because it's suddenly hot, and Brad told me there's a heat wave going on, so that could be the potential reason. Another thing that I noticed. But this one I've known about France for a while now, is that stores close early. In the Philippines, we're pretty much very capitalist, in that malls are open as early as, you know, groceries are open as early as 9, 8. Malls itself, department stores are open as early as 10 and 11. And they don't close till 11 or 12 in the evenings. So it's kind of weird to me, and sometimes some stores are just closed on some days, like, oh, we're closed on Wednesdays and Saturdays, or we're closed on Sundays, I'm not used to that, because I'm so used to stores being conveniently open, which is a sign of a bad thing for sure, but also, like, I mean, I guess France's unions are amazing, and it has caused such a thing. I'm not used to restaurants serving limited food at a certain time. I'm used to restaurants serving the same amount of food, the same type of food all day, every day, any damn day. You know, so it's another thing that I need to get used to. I'm not used to contactless pay. that is weird to me. I'm used to using cash, and cards are not a thing. Like, I haven't once pulled out a bill, like a money bill. All of my payment is through card, and that kind of scares me, because I don't have a visual of how much I'm losing every time I go to Sephora. Well, obviously I could check my bank account, but you know. Also, of course, I will not turn into a true French person without saying the French administration sucks. No, I'm kidding. Well, not administration, but administrative things in France suck. It's so slow. I tried to open a bank account. You guys have heard of that situation. I already have a bank account, but I'm still waiting for my card. My card has been past due for a week now, and it's not here yet. And the fact that I need to email or make a phone call and make an appointment before I open an account, and when, you know, one time we got so frustrated, we just went to the bank account, walked up, and tried to set up an appointment there. It actually worked. It kind of frustrated me, because I'm like, why don't you just take my papers now? I have my papers now. And they have to go, oh, because this, and this. And then sometimes they fail to tell you that you need additional papers or whatnot. And it's a good thing I have on my phone always saved my tax identification number back home, because they literally asked me for my tax papers. And I was like, wait, it's not in your list of requirements. Oh, well, we just need to see, to have, since you're not a resident in here in France yet, we just need to see tax identification. So it's a good thing I had like my papers, or like not my papers, but like it's a good thing I have my number with me saved all the time. So I got that part still. But that's the most frustrating thing about things, is like banks and things that, you know, things that you actually need to get settled is very frustrating. In terms of looking for an apartment, brokers are so slow. It's such a weird thing, a weird situation, where in the Philippines, if I want an apartment, I can get one in a week, so long as I like the place. All I have to do is send checks to whoever the broker is, sign a contract, we're done. Of course, there's, you know, 2 weeks advance, 1 month deposit. But that's easily, you know, and negotiations are very easy. Here in France, it's so weird. Like, oh, if you don't have 2.7%, sorry, if you're not making 2.7 times your rent, if you're not making 3 times your rent, we're not accepting you, you know? And, or if you have guarantors, they also have to make this X amount, you know? And like, it's just so hard. And I don't quite understand the logic yet of why they do what they do. But yeah, it's just so, like, I don't understand why things have to be so tricky. So there's that, really. There's absolutely that. So yeah, that's about it, for me in terms of, like, culture shock and whatnot. I'm getting used to a lot of things here in France. I still have to get the language down, because it's very hard to listen. It's very easy to read. It's very hard to listen, because, again, they combine words just because it sounds better as they flow. But that's about it. That's about it for you know, in terms of culture. I can't think of anything else yet, but I'm also sort of experiencing culture shock at my school. You know, it's a school that has people from different nationalities, and it's very interesting to see how they are. And I will tell you guys a lot about it, I'm sure, because I need a place to vent, obviously. So yeah, I'll let you know more of those adventures at another time. But for now, I have to get going, because I need to start recording soon, and I need to get into that mindset. So yeah, if you guys have any questions about anything I've talked about right now, you're free to DM me or talk to me on the studio at the Discord server. I'm always happy and open to respond to any of those. But yeah, thank you so much, guys, for listening and supporting, And I'll talk to you guys again soon. Much love. Lust. Mwah.